The Sentai Review, Episode 13, 1988, Super Sentai.
We will now be moving to 1988.
Hold on, wait. Let it be known, my year's Rangers, the best Rangers so far.
Seth, this is the year we were born, so ready? Watch it be shitty.
Shouju Sentai Live Men.
Oh, it's already going to be gay.
Say the name, Shane.
Shouju Sentai Live Men.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Waiting for... Wow, this is weird.
If the Megazord is any indication...
We might get dumped on.
Wow,
are we
that
ready?
Screams Voltron.
Are we ready, Shane?
Yeah, I think we are.
Rangers.
Ah, you guys got sucked on.
Yeah.
The blue one's a chick.
Yeah,
the blue one is a chick.
Yeah. Yeah, the blue one.
And I found a weapons picture.
Oh, the
blue one gets a bow. Green one gets the sucker rings.
There's only one girl in this group.
Unless it comes to America. The yellow gets a particle cannon, which is kind of neat.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that the Black Ranger has?
Some kind of bow?
I think it's a double-edged blade.
Yep, double blade.
And then Red gets a
It's kind of like
sword.
Darth Maul's staff, only, you know,
yeah, blades. Red gets the stereotypical power sword.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the helmets look like they're going to the animals.
Yes.
Yeah, they are. It's the animals.
And their chest indicates what animal they have.
Yeah.
So these might not suck as bad. Let's see. Red has.
It looks
some
like a
phoenix.
Bird. It's either.
Well, the thing is,
no, it might be a falcon.
It's got the ancient Aztec.
Okay, I have
drawn in the sand.
I've got to mention this.
Wait. This one has the black being a chick, though.
Oh yeah, black and yellow.
That's something weird with that picture. It's because it's not like that, and we've come across this in another episode.
I want to could have changed during the series.
I want to point this out.
But that's not an actual picture from the show either. I don't think. I think there's something weird about that picture because you don't see it on anything else.
I don't know.
I think that's some sort of weird digital mock-up.
Since we established that the Red Ranger is the Falcon, obviously the Yellow's the Bear.
No, that's a lion. Yellow's a lion.
My bad.
Black is a bull.
The green is a rhino.
Yep. But blue is a fucking whale.
Is it?
Yes.
See, I thought that. See,
it's
I,
like a whale.
It's either
a whale or a
dolphin.
One of the two.
It's a dolphin.
It's a dolphin. Okay.
Dolphin
good.
Ranger.
I was wrong.
Yeah, this one you can see him real good. Dolphin Ranger.
Rhino ring.
Dude, it's a rhino. Yeah. How
are you?
The first rhino. Now, are you trying to think that these guys are cool because these are your birthday Rangers?
They get five.
Shane's trolling again.
So who wants to describe these suits?
They're all wearing white pants, except for the White Ranger. I'm sorry, the Blue Ranger does have white pants with a skirt. With the blue at the very end of the skirt going around. Each of them have the color-coordinated boots and gloves.
There's a white V going pretty much almost all the way down to the
belt. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
From shoulders to about belly button.
In the middle of the V is their animal symbol.
Which yellow actually gets
a legit full color.
Yeah.
Everybody else gets a white outline of the kind of like a high-rise type.
Yeah, well, but at the same time, the yellow, the only reason why it looks colored is because you associate lion and yellow. You know what I mean?
Like, no, because she gets a lot of black and stuff in. Look at it.
Yeah, it's full color.
Yeah, it's actually her symbol. Her symbol is colored for
his
some reason.
Symbol.
Yeah, his. Sorry.
Yeah, you flip past the woman
American
with the skirt
problem.
Again. Yeah.
But helmet wise, the Black Ranger, since he's the bull, he's got the little horns coming out of the top of his helmet. The Red Ranger, since he's the I'm assuming Falcon, he got the beak.
Yeah. Which looks really ridiculous.
The Green Ranger has the rhino horn on the front, the top
honestly,
part.
Honestly, my favorite Ranger out of this so far is probably the blue.
The Yellow Ranger's helmet.
Looks a little bit like the Sabertooth Tiger.
Looks like that, yes.
Which is why I'm not liking it.
And
that much.
Sadly, the Blue Ranger's helmet is probably the lamest.
No, the Blue Ranger
is a dolphin,
looks like a dolphin.
Yeah.
It's lame.
Without having to pop up with some ridiculous bullshit.
I have to agree. I think the Blue Ranger helmet looks lame. There's nothing to it. Like the
everybody
Rhino
else.
Helmet,
the Rhino helmet is probably the next lame one.
Yes.
But
everybody
still
has
something.
Even if it's over designed. There's still a whole lot of detail on the other three helmets.
The one that has the most detail, in my opinion, is the Yellow Ranger this time.
Now, I will say, in over-design, the Red has the worst helmet, though.
Yeah.
It looks goofy.
Why do I want to think that he looks like...
He does.
Wise, he looks like Captain Falcon.
Yes.
Yes.
Scott Schmon. Yeah, that's when I first seen it.
Whereas
that's what popped in my head.
When I see him, I think if he would have colored
honestly,
blue...
Honestly, he looks like Blue Falcon.
Remember years ago, there was the terrible Birdman cartoon?
Yeah.
Bird, had the open face and the beak came down
Blue
over
Falcon,
his eyes.
Yeah.
No, Blue Falcon was the really bad one. Birdman didn't have
blue,
the thing come down.
If you colored him blue, he'd look like that.
Yeah, he'd be the Blue Falcon, not Birdman.
Birdman's getting his own movie.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Michael Keaton, I've already seen him in the costume. It's really weird.
It's not
he
even
plays an actor.
Real Birdman, though.
He plays an actor that plays Birdman.
But isn't that one considered a different Birdman than the one that.
It's
we
a different
know?
Birdman.
Yeah.
It's
because
not Harvey
that, I looked at it, it's
at
not.
All.
Yeah, it's not. It's not Harvey Birdman.
First off, Harvey Birdman is copied off of the actual hero Birdman.
Yes,
so
that's
we're referencing
joke.
Something again.
Yeah, that's
but
it's
but
the
his
joke.
Outfit
yeah.
is 100% the Birdman outfit.
Yeah.
That's why he's Harvey Birdman.
Yeah.
When he got done being a hero, he became a lawyer.
I know.
Now wait, what company's doing that movie?
I don't know.
Because I heard it was Disney.
Well, that would explain
and
stuff.
When I heard Disney was doing like a Bird person, I thought maybe they were rebooting Condor Man.
I don't know. The only thing I know is that the yellow one's helmet kind of looks like from the movie. You know what I mean? Our movie.
Yeah.
It looks like the actual Sabertooth Tiger.
Yeah.
Slightly.
But you know what I mean, though.
The Black Ranger's helmet reminds me of another bull, but we're not even close to that ranger yet when we get to that series.
The bullshit ranger?
I was going to say the black helmet. If you took off the top horns, it kind of looked like another type of whale.
Killer whale?
Killer whale.
Shamu?
Wood. Yeah. If you took off the top horns.
You take off the horns, yeah, he looks like Shamu.
I don't know, regardless. I'm
or something with really, really big white eyes.
You know what? I'm going to agree with Seth. Shut up, Bill. Don't even say... You're lame, dude.
You're lame. This is your birthday, Rangers, so you give them a... Look at
no, I'm actually rating fairly.
Look at their helmets.
Their helmets suck.
Their weapons suck. Their inconsistent hieroglyphic to Aztec design to full picture symbols suck. Their white pants suck. Their racing belts suck. Their crappy, normal-ass boots with a silvery line suck. These guys.
Fine. How about a 2.5? How about 2.5?
Look at these boomerangs.
Those don't even look functional.
Those look as bad as the Go Ranger weapon.
Seth, don't let him break you down like
actually.
Keep your conviction.
Look at the dolphin.
The boomerangs look more like the fucking boomerang that you get in goddamn Ocarina of Time.
The dolphin bow looks like it should have been used in a Little Mermaid movie.
And now, what's wrong with the Little Mermaid?
I'm not saying anything about Little Mermaid.
How about this?
But first off, Little Mermaid was in Power Rangers. It wouldn't quite be the same thing.
I'm going to tell you something right now. It gets a 3.5.
You're wrong.
What you got, Scotty?
I'm giving it 3.5.
What the fuck?
Fucking right,
you guys.
It's all right.
Look at these guys.
They get a 2 because I like the blue.
What you got, Zell Man?
2.
Okay. Well, since I dropped mine down to a 2.5...
Good.
No. I mean, the particle cannon doesn't even look like it would be able to be fired
properly.
They get
a 2.7.
It looks like it should be a shoulder-mounted weapon. But you can't shoulder-mount it, because the fucking handle goes right at the end of, or ass end of the weapon.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.